And so again, this was a presentation by Dr. Carrie Mitchell as well as Dr. Selena Gomez from Purdue University. And the title of their presentation is In Search of an Optimized Supplemental Lighting Spectrum for Greenhouse Tomato Production. So this research group has been working on LEDs as an alternative supplemental lighting source for propagation and production of high wire tomato in the greenhouse. During growth of seedling transplants, including some blue LEDs along with red, has been found to enhance seedling growth compared to blue deficient supplementation in the highly variable DLI climate of the cloud belt. This is different from findings in the sun belt, so maybe the absolute value of blue light rather than the proportion is important. In studies comparing physiological and productivity responses of tomato to supplemental lighting from overhead HPS lamps, from vertical intra-canopy lighting towers, such as those that you can see in this picture here, or from hybrid overhead HPS plus commercial LED interlighting, all inter-canopy lighting treatments diminished the vertical decline and photosynthetic activity that occurs with controls. Over a 4.5-month cropping period, the electrical energy cost for intra-canopy LEDs to provide supplemental light for constant target DLI averaged less than half that for overhead HPS supplementation, while a hybrid lighting treatment was between the two. So up to this point, only 5-7% of blue light has been used for LED supplementation in production experiments. Solar was roughly 30% blue, and that relative amount was pretty constant across seasons, but the absolute amount varied. Nevertheless, high proportions of blue supplemental lighting also should be tested. And so the investigators also wanted to test potential effects of far red light on tomato fruit productivity. And as I'm sure we all know, far red light is well known for its ability to mediate morphological and physiological responses. And some of these include the regulation of secondary metabolism. Far red light can also promote plant growth and yield by various indirect mechanisms using less input power than photosynthetically active radiation, or PAR. So several new LED towers were equipped with dimmable red, blue, and far red LEDs, and a preliminary greenhouse experiment was set up earlier this year to begin to test effects of different LED spectra on physiological and harvest responses of high wire tomato. The experiment reported today was conducted from winter to summer from a naturally increasing solar DLI from February to June of 2015. Commercial high-wire tomato varieties were used, so you can see in this experiment they used Merlise grafted onto Maxifort. And a range of red, blue, and far-red ratios were tested compared to unsupplemented controls. A constant supplemental DLI from LEDs was superimposed on the naturally varying one. And then standard approaches and design were utilized for the remainder of the experiment. The apparently dim second column of LEDs, second to the right in this image, are the far red LEDs. So you can see these right here. And Dr. Mitchell was wanting me to point out that they appear dim relative to the reds, but that is because the human eye doesn't see that well into the far red. A range of growth, harvest, and environmental data were collected. But for the purpose of this presentation, I'll only be talking about those that are seen in red here today. And these are the total fruit fresh weight, leaf gas exchange, and stomatal density, as well as solar DLI. So with a target DLI of 25 moles per meter squared per day of PAR considered necessary for tomato production, solar DLI hardly ever reached target DLI above the canopy in the greenhouse this year, and never within the foliar canopy of unsupplemented controls. So supplemental lighting definitely is needed for best productivity. And so in this graph, it becomes very evident to see that without that supplemental lighting, they were never reaching that target DLI of 25. Stomatal index was fairly similar across spectral treatments in the mid-canopy. However, Dr. Mitchell has no hypothesis yet to suggest why this particular blend of 25% blue, 60% red, and 15% far red might have had a slightly lower stomatal index. We will have to see if this repeats in summer to winter experiments. Also, it's important to note that all other cell counting parameters were similar among treatments. Also, in fact, that same spectral combination, again, the 25% blue, 60% red, and 15% far red, tended to have both higher photosynthetic rate as well as a higher stomatal conductance under light saturating conditions, which doesn't logically correspond with the lower stomatal index in the previous slide. Unless maybe the lower density of stomates were so much more open because of the blue light that they more than compensated for it. As far as fruit yield per plant is concerned, none of the spectral treatments differed among themselves, but they were all greater than the control, which received no intracanopy supplemental lighting. So in conclusion, this preliminary experiment indicated somewhat different trends for harvest parameters than for physiological or developmental responses to different spectral ratios. And as usual, yield was unaffected by the nature of the supplemental light treatments. Even with an ever-increasing solar background during the course of the experiment, supplemental lighting per se, even decreasing supplemental lighting relative to total DLI, still had a significant effect to relative to total DLI. It will be interesting to determine if spectral composition of the supplemental light will have a different effect during a summer to winter experiment, when the LED supplemental lighting will comprise increasing proportions of the total DLI delivered. So with that, the authors would like to thank the USDA, as well as the NIFA for funding to conduct this research, Orbitech for working with them to custom design the LED towers, DeRuiter for seeds, and Syndicate Sales for growth media. And the authors will be available at these email venues to address any questions that you might have. But at this point in time, Dr. Mitchell has given me permission to try to answer any questions that you may have. Or you can email them, either way.
Where is Dr.
Mitchell? Yeah. Thank you very much.